In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, there is nothing shorter than time, and there's nothing more valuable. There's nothing shorter than time because the past is over, the future is uncertain, and the present is only a moment, and then too, it's gone. This is what our Lord meant when he said, "A little while, and you shall not see me." We may say the same of our life, which according to St. James is a vapor, which is soon scattered and gone forever. What is your life? It is a vapor which appeareth for a little while. Epistle of St. James, chapter 4, verse 14. But the time of this life is as precious as it is short. For in every moment, if we spend it well, we can acquire treasures of merits for heaven. But if we employ time badly, we may in each moment commit sin and merit hell. How precious is every moment of the time which God gives us. How much we must strive not to lose it, and much less to commit sin, but to perform good works and save our souls. Remember the words of the prophet Isaiah. Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time I have heard thee, and in the day of salvation have I helped thee. St. Paul explains this passage and says that the acceptable time is the time in which God has determined to confer his favors upon us. He then adds, behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. The apostle exhorts us not to spend unprofitably the present time, which he calls the day of salvation, because perhaps after this day of salvation, there shall be no salvation for us. The time, says the apostle, is short. It remaineth that they that weep be as though they wept not, that they that rejoice as if they rejoiced not, and that they that buy as though they possessed not, and they that use this world as if they used it not. Since then, the time which we have to remain on this earth is short, the apostle tells those who weep that they ought not to weep, because their sorrows will soon pass away, and those who rejoice not to fix their affections on their enjoyments, because they too shall soon have an end. Thus he concludes that we should use this world not to enjoy its transitory goods, but to merit eternal life. Son, says the Holy Ghost, observe the time. Learn to preserve time, which is the most precious and the greatest gift that God can bestow upon you. Saint Bernardino of Siena teaches that time is of as much value as God, because in every moment of time well spent, the possession of God is merited. He adds that in every instant of this life, a man may obtain the pardon of his sins, the grace of God, and the glory of paradise. Hence, St. Bonaventure says, no loss is of greater importance than the loss of time. But in another place, St. Bernardino says that though there is nothing more precious than time, there is nothing less valuable in the estimation of men. You will see some persons spending 4 or 5 hours in amusements. And if you ask them why they lose so much time, they answer, to amuse ourselves, to have some fun. Others remain half the day standing in the street or looking out from a window. And if you ask them what they're doing, they'll say in reply, passing the time, killing time. And why, says the same saint, why do you lose time? Why should you lose even a single hour, which the mercy of God gives you to weep for your sins and to acquire divine grace? Time is thought of little by men in this life, but how much will it be desired at the hour of death, and particularly in the next world? Time is a blessing which we enjoy only in this life. It is not in the next. It is not found in heaven nor in hell. In hell, the damned exclaim with tears, "If we could have just 1 hour!" They would pay any price for an hour or even a moment in which they might repair their eternal ruin. But this hour or minute they shall never have. And in heaven there is no weeping. But if the saints were capable of sorrow, all their laments would arise from the thought of having lost in this life the time which they could have acquired greater glory, and from the conviction that this time will never more be given them. A deceased Benedictine nun once appeared in glory to a certain person and said that she was in heaven and in the enjoyment of perfect happiness, but that if she could desire anything, it would be to return to life and to acquire and to suffer affliction in order to merit an increase of glory. She added that to acquire the glory which corresponded to a single Ave Maria, she would be content to suffer till the day of judgment the long and painful sickness which had brought on her death. And Saint Francis Borgia was careful to employ every moment of time for God. When others spoke of useless things, he conversed with God by holy affections, and he was so recollected that when asked his opinion on the subject of conversation, he didn't know what they were talking about. He wasn't paying attention. But being corrected for this, he said, I am content to be considered stupid. I don't care what you all think. I would rather be considered stupid than lose my time in your vanities. And some might say, what evil am I doing? Is it not an evil to spend your time, your days, in endless amusements, in useless conversations and occupations, which are unprofitable for the soul? Does God give you time to lose it? No. Let us not, says the Holy Ghost, let not the part of a good gift overpass thee. The laborers of whom St. Matthew speaks in our Lord's parable did no evil. They only lost time by remaining idle, standing there in the streets. But they were rebuked by the father of the family, saying, "Why do you stand here idle all day long?" On the day of judgment, the general judgment, Jesus Christ shall demand an account, not only of every month and every day that has been lost, this in our particular judgment as well, but even of every idle word. Every idle word that men shall speak, they shall render an account for it on the day of judgment. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. He shall likewise demand an account of every moment of the time which you will lose. According to St. Bernard of Clairvaux, all time which is not spent in God is lost time. Therefore, the Holy Ghost says, whatsoever thy hand is able to do, do it earnestly, for neither work nor reason shall be in hell, where there thou art hastening. Book of Wisdom, chapter 9, verse 10. What you can do today, don't put off until tomorrow. For tomorrow you may be dead, gone to the next world, or you shall have no more time to do good, and where you shall have only either the reward of your virtues or the punishment of your sins. Today, if you shall hear his voice, harden not your hearts, says the psalmist. God calls you to confess your sins, to restore stolen goods, and to be reconciled with your enemies. Obey his call today, for it may happen that tomorrow time may be no more for you, or that God will call you no more. All our salvation depends on corresponding with the divine calls, and at the time that God calls us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.